Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at the Close. The big news of the day, market suffers technical damage as they begin to focus on Evergrande. That and the rest of the market close, just ahead. Well, for weeks now, Evergrande, the major Chinese real estate firm, has drifted just out of sight, never really gaining the focus that it deserved. Few on Wall Street knew that there was a problem with Evergrande, but they just didn't want to face it. With everything else going on in the world, the street just didn't need one more worry. Well, today, Wall Street and the rest of the world woke up to potentially one of the most serious financial crises we've seen since the crash of Lehman Brothers way back in 2008. A major financial company, Evergrande, is near insolvency. By the end of this week, we should know whether Evergrande can pay its debts. And further, if indeed Evergrande does default, just how much of the Chinese financial system will they take down with them? And these are not idle concerns. On Thursday of this week, $120 million in the form of two bond interest payments come due. This, on top of the interest payment on two bank loans, due either on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's a long story, but it's unclear whether those two loans are due during a holiday, and today and tomorrow are Chinese holidays. What really caught everyone flat-footed is the scope of this one company. Evergrande currently has something like 800 real estate projects underway. Compare that to the largest real estate developers in the U.S., who likely only have a couple of dozen projects underway at any one time. Evergrande is currently building and has taken deposits from 1.5 million apartment buyers. The scope of all this is just unimaginable. And today, that was the realization that hit the financial markets right between the eyes. First to understand the impact of all this was Hong Kong, where markets closed down 3.5%, with their investment-grade bonds falling even more. Reportedly, one fell 18% today. Moving to Europe, the bloodbath continued, with all of Europe down about 2% or more. Back across the Atlantic, and we see that the U.S. markets were comparable with Europe in their decline. Now, in a second, we'll review just how much technical damage was done to the market today. Now, I find on days like today, one of the most helpful tools in understanding just what is occurring in the market is to use technical analysis. That's analysis that looks strictly at price action and uses time-tested benchmarks to measure the damage done. It's like measuring the magnitude of an earthquake or a tornado. And today, by almost any measure, a lot of the damage was done to the market. First off, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2%, or 690 points. NASDAQ also down 2%, S&P 500 slightly less. Now, all three fell below their 50-day moving average. This is an average that traders keep. It helps show the direction of the market at any one time. Above the 50-day moving average, markets are rising, below falling. And breaking below as decisively as we did today is not a good sign. And the averages weren't alone in falling below the 50-day moving average. Three out of every four stocks did the same thing today. This means that it was a broad as well as a decisive move, further indicating that this move had a lot of breadth. By nearly 7-1, stocks declined. So everybody participated in this decline, indicating that we likely have some time to go before this storm ends. Now, tomorrow's opening is going to be critically important for the technical condition of the market. If it can make a stand and perhaps even rally, it would indicate an underlying strength in the market. Strength that, unfortunately, isn't apparent at the moment. So stand by for tomorrow's trading to get the real feel for how massive this storm is going to be. Stay tuned now for today's market comment. Well, Asia saw a very rocky start to the week last night, as Hong Kong was down more than 3%. This, as tensions are really beginning to climb over whether one of the largest real estate firms around, Evergrande, will be able to meet its debt payments due Thursday. As you know, I feel that Evergrande Real Estate Group will be the catalyst for all of this. Back in 2018, Evergrande was the most valuable real estate company in the world, when its stock had a price of over $30 a share. Today, Evergrande is trading for less than $3 per share, a 90% decline in less than 3 years. But it is this week that the impending drama will really begin to play out. It was all supposed to begin today, when the first of several interest payments by Evergrande was due. But a two-day Chinese holiday looks like it's pushed back those payments until Wednesday. But the real payments are due Thursday. That's when two bond payments will come due. One, a Chinese bond with an interest payment of $36 million, and the second, an offshore bond. I've speculated that it is a Canadian bond, and it will come with a $83 million interest payment. And absolutely no one believes that Evergrande will be able to pay either of these two obligations. And it's in anticipation of that default that last night the Asian markets began to sink. The selling in Hong Kong encompassed anything that was related to real estate. Henderson Land Development, for instance, suffered one of the most severe sell-offs in the last 12 months, along with other real estate stocks. Selling also included the Hong Kong junk bond market. As you know, Evergrande's bonds are currently rated junk or high interest, the lowest level of bond ratings. What made this all the more remarkable is that the crisis hasn't even begun. It won't begin until Thursday. Yet here we are with markets around the world significantly on the downside. As I'm writing this a couple of hours before the markets in the U.S. will open, a quick survey shows that the Japanese Nikkei, the German DAX, and the Euro SOX all are down more than 2%. With the futures on the American Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500, and NASDAQ all down more than 1.5% at the moment. And I'm afraid that we're just getting started. Now let me just enter a note. At this point, it is way too early to determine whether this is a major change in market direction. But here on Wall Street, we often like to point to specific events, such as Evergrande, as the cause of this or that market move. But markets move by their own initiative, choosing by themselves when to enter a bull or a bear phase. So do I think that Evergrande is causing all the markets in the world to move down? No, not really. No individual company is so influential that it can move all the financial markets around the globe. But an individual company can be the catalyst. It can represent a moment in time when all the prior excesses of all the financial markets come together. It can be the last straw that pushes over a bull market into a bear. A bear market that was already in the cards, it just needed everyone to see what is going to happen. Thus, Evergrande becomes a metaphor of an over-leveraged, overvalued financial system that is ready for a correction. Only time will tell if that's the case now. And remember, it's not until Thursday that we find out what the Chinese authorities have up their sleeves. The ball is firmly in the CCP's court. They still have the opportunity to save this crisis. And that's The Value Side for Monday, September 20. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying for those left behind in Afghanistan.